Once again, welcome to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. So glad that you've invited us into your world today. And I want to invite you to our world. Discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. Go to visitvalentine.org. Samuel R. McKelvey National Forest sits on over 100,000 acres of public land. The area is more dunes, windmills, and small water pockets than actual forest, of course. Miles of multi-use trails weave through the Sandhills. Hiking, ATV, UTV, mountain biking, and horseback riding available at Samuel R. McKelvey National Forest. Find out more at visitvalentine.org.
Tri-State Livestock News. You've heard me talk about them, and I really want to encourage you to check them out. Don't just listen to what I have to say about them. You check them out for yourself. Tri-State Livestock News, they cover all of the livestock news. They're on top of it. They can connect you with buyers, sellers. You can get education. You can find out what's going on at sale barns. It's all in Tri-State Livestock News. Make sure you check it out. To subscribe, go to tsln.com.
Here's something that Zach Dean from Valentine sent to us. It's called To Be Eight Again.
Oh, this sounds good.
A man was sitting on the edge of the bed, watching his wife, who was looking at herself in the mirror. Since her birthday was not far off, he asked what she'd like to have for her birthday. I'd like to be eight again, she replied, still looking in the mirror. On the morning of her birthday, he arose early, made her a nice big bowl of Cocoa Pops, and then took her to Adventure World theme park. What a day! He put her on every ride in the park, the death slide, the wall of fear, the screaming roller coaster. Everything was there. Well, 5 hours later, they staggered out of the theme park. Her head was reeling and her stomach felt upside down. He then took her to McDonald's, where he ordered her a Happy Meal with extra fries and a chocolate milkshake. Then it was off to a movie, popcorn, a soft drink, and her favorite lollipops and M&Ms. What a fabulous adventure. Finally, she wobbled home with her husband and collapsed into bed, exhausted. He leaned over to his wife with a big smile and lovingly asked, "Well, dear, what was it like to be eight again?" Her eyes slowly opened and her expression suddenly changed. "I meant my dress size, you fool." The moral of the story, even when a man is listening, he's going to get it wrong. It's called To Be Eight Again. Thanks, Zach, for sharing that.
Oh, very, very cute. Should you go first? Should you go first and I remain to walk the road alone? I'll live in memory's garden, dear, with happy days we've known. In spring, I'll wait for roses red when fades the lilac blue. In early fall, when brown leaves call, I'll catch a glimpse of you. Should you go first and I remain for battles to be fought, each thing you've touched along the way will be a hallowed spot. I'll hear your voice. I'll see your smile, though blindly I may grope. The memory of your helping hand will buoy me on with hope. Should you go first and I remain to finish with the scroll, no lengthening shadows shall creep in to make this life seem droll. We've known so much happiness, we've had our cup of joy, and memory is one gift of God that death cannot destroy. Should you go first and I remain, one thing I'll have you do. Walk slowly down that long, lone path, for soon I'll follow you. I'll want to know each step you take that I may walk the same, for someday down that lonely road, you'll hear me call your name. A.K. Roswell.
Oh, we have some time left. What else do you have for us today?
I have a few things which are questions, but they may have no answer.
No answer to these questions.
Possibly. If nothing ever sticks to Teflon, how do they make Teflon stick to the pan?
Good thinking. That's a shower thought.
Yep. If a train station is where the train stops, what is a workstation?
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. Oh, how is it that a building burns up as it burns down?
Yep, that's one of the mysteries of life.
Well, that kind of terminology, it seems like we have a lot in the English language. Why does Hawaii have interstate highways?
Kind of hard to get across the ocean on that, isn't it?
How do a fool and his money get together?
That's true. If it's soon parted, how do they even get together in the first place?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. These are good.
Yeah. Can you be a closet claustrophobic?
Nope, absolutely not.
Can I yell, movie? In a crowded firehouse?
No, not acceptable.
Let me wrap it up with this. Why do we park in driveways and drive on the parkways?
Good question.
I told you, not any good answers.
And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.